I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Previously on Going Mainstream.
Trigger, you still in the duplication business? Slip the ID card right into his line of vision.
Should be doable, but might take me a day or two.
Follow up on another contact that can hopefully get me some two very passable WONS outfits.
You spend a good few hours making calls and come up blank.
Yeah, next I need a few articles. I need it to look like Cherry is an up-and-coming corporate pop star.
Let's ultraviolence.
Let's
ultraviolence.
Let's slam it on.
You're dead.
What?
You catch a bullet in the head and you die.
And now,
Bob is dead. His life spent on a hot suburban sidewalk, ignominiously. Man who killed him opens the door to the flat, to the bungalow. His gun held close as he glances down the street, checking for other assailants. Seems clear, so he steps out and checks on his colleagues. One gut shot is dead in the yard. One crawled around the corner of the house, bled out, with a skin patch still in his hand. And by the looks of the one in the car, he's dead too. The trauma team AV will be on its way by now. Pack up the corpses, take them back to HR to be repurposed whatever useful parts they have left. As for the edge runner, another one for the body bank. And he thinks to himself, am I going to get fired or promoted for this? He's really hoping for that promotion. Where are you, Cassie?
So I performed last night.
You did, yes.
It was amazing.
Good, well done.
If you do say so yourself.
It was amazing. Well,
what day are we up to? Is anyone keeping track?
It should be Monday. Tuesday.
No?
Did I have you perform on a Monday night?
Yeah.
City never sleeps. It's fine.
And then crashed in some kind of like...
post-show funk.
Yeah.
You did get a visit from a mysterious corporate as
yes,
well.
Yes, who is... obviously keeping eyes on us.
Yes.
Very wise to whatever we're up to.
Emily attended as well.
Yes.
You wake up to a message from her. It says, great show, hun. If you'd like to come by and show me what you've done so far. I'd love to see how it's all shaping up.
So as it stands, I've got two tracks ready for her.
Sure.
She wanted three.
Three
and social media.
Social media persona.
Yeah.
It has the message has her home address attached, which is a apartment high up in a tower in the city.
I've been there before. It's very nice.
Yeah. If you didn't remember where it was.
I was going to say, were you quite drunk? I can't remember. Were we all drunk?
Had a bit of her own synthetic drug, but apart from a few drinks, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Just high off other, you know, other more organic things. So I'm going to shoot her a message.
Yeah.
Saying, be there around 10 p.m.
Fantastic.
At night.
Great.
And then I want to head to buy it and just fucking haul ass on that.
Right. So we've got to get this last track down.
Yes.
Right. So how are you feeling about recording today? What kind of mood is Cassie in? How are you feeling?
Ecstatic. Like, yeah. It was a good fucking show last night and everyone was vibing it. Not to mention she got like a little zing through her when she sees a text from Emily. Like, it's nice to be, considered by someone that, although she's veered in a corp setting, she still thinks she's very fucking cool in her own way.
Well, I think, you know, for that mood, I'll give you a little bit of bonus to make your first progress on this track in your morning session.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
So roll your composition.
That's my empathy.
Empathy.
Yep. 19.
Great.
Yep.
Great. So you get like a melody down and the rough idea for the lyric. What's this song? What's it about?
Dial Me Up. It's similar to, she's kind of used inspiration from, it's a bit Frankensteining one of her old songs a little bit. She's kind of using the same themes of Rubber Veins, which is all about kind of the shackles of being owned bodily.
Careful there. Rustle too many jimmies.
But
with
she's
this track.
Using that, whereas Rubber Veins is a kind of like mournful song
about
how horrible it is. Dial Me Up is like, yay, cool. I'm a little toy. I can do whatever.
Cool.
I'll be yours forever.
Professor Panic like knocks on the recording booth door partway into your session while you're working on things. He sticks his head around the door and he's like, have you seen Bob?
Bob? He should have done his show.
He didn't come in for his show today. Just pretty fucking unusual.
You didn't hear from him or anything?
Nothing. I mean, not that I usually hear from him, but he usually appears sometime in the middle of the night and jacks himself up before he goes on air.
She kind of flips down her headphones all the way and like pushes her paper away. Fuck. Because she knows that's not a good sign.
No. Like, Bob generally, when one of your friends goes missing with no trace, it's generally bad.
Also, Bob is crazy, fucking wild, but consistent in that he does his show every morning.
Every morning, yep.
Fuck.
Well, I guess if you haven't seen him, I'll keep trying him.
Yeah, let me know if you hear anything.
Sure thing. I have a bad feeling, though.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so that puts a bit of a dampener, I guess, on your mood as you work on your track for the rest of your Tuesday morning session, because you're a rock star. Your morning's from like noon onwards.
Yeah.
Junk.
Junk has not slept since the night before. He has one last thing he has to get done.
Right. Okay.
And it's proving far more difficult than he'd intended. He needs to get those outfits for the WNS.
Yes.
He needs to get the two outfits, which
I imagine there's like a piece of kit that goes along with the canister you need to pick up as well.
Well, he's still waiting for the canister.
Sure.
So he doesn't, I guess he doesn't know at that point.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, the first thing in the morning is he is heading over to check. Oh, yeah, the gas mask. I know.
Yeah,
that.
You need gas mask.
No, just, yeah.
I'll just release this sleep toxin.
Walking
into
to the
room.
Floor, fall over. Oh, no.
If you look the other way, it should be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, just hold your breath.
I don't want to feed too much to you.
No,
but,
I've got gas masks.
Gas masks your plan.
Right here.
Okay, it's part of the shopping list. Yes, all right, just checking. Just checking. Ignore me. It's fine.
Roll for breath play.
Yes. Okay, no.
That's a different thing. That's still fine.
Yes. So, you want some security, security uniforms.
Junk needs two WNS outfits. One
sure.
for himself and one for Crash.
Crash is...
We don't know about that.
I don't think Junk's told you about most of his plan.
Yeah. It's on the day.
We keep weird company.
Yeah. So, how are you going to go about
The first thing, first things first is I'm going to try and get that street deal again. I need to try and get that.
Okay, so looking for someone maybe with a bit of... someone on the WNS team with a bit of something compromising about them, perhaps.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's difficult.
I know.
So, roll it. Roll a street deal.
That is a 16.
That is not
enough. Well, Drek.
So...
They're running out of options. Sorry, I got a Wednesday morning plan if I absolutely can't get them.
So, you do some research. You can't find anyone, any dirt on anyone in the security team. It looks like they have good hiring process. People with a bit of compromising information, it's either not out there or they just don't exist, which doesn't seem likely, but for all you know, you can't get it. You start putting calls in, and you can get what you can get hold of, you reckon, is probably like a generic security uniform pretty easily that you can track down.
Right.
It's just not a legit
one that if you look from far away, you might be fooled.
Yes, it's like a generic, but it doesn't have any badges or any insignia or anything on it.
Well, that's not great. Look, that's the best he's got so far. So I think, Junk's going to have to take that so far until...
So you spend the morning like calling contacts and like asking around about, people who hold these kind of blackmail nuggets, and no one has any dirt on these guys. It sucks. It's frustrating.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Running out of time, options, and a valid plan.
Working under pressure.
Hey, it's not punk if you're not flying by the seat of your pants.
I feel like it could get worse, but, Junk, it feels like he might get some bad news at some point today. Who knows?
Luckily, you get a bit of good news after looking at this. Emily messages your encrypted inbox to say...
What's Wang want?
I have your present.
Ooh.
Yes. You're lucky that I dabble, she says in the message.
Much appreciated as usual, Miss Wang. And I'll sign it Junk.
Sure.
so she's fully aware that it's me.
Yes.
And I'll
pretty sure she could work that out.
Oh, yeah. But no, look, I'm nothing if not formal.
Yeah, okay.
And Junk's going to go ahead to have a bit of a squiz at the merchandise, so to speak. See if I can get a bit of a knowledge check on... I should know exactly what it is, or does she...
Well, you asked for some sort of, knockout chemical.
Cool.
Having,
don't need to know the specifics. It's fine, as long as it works.
You know that she dabbles in chemistry and narcotics, and she has provided a unmarked silver canister with a valve at the top.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave that there for the time being.
So it's in a garbage bag in an alleyway in a shady part of town.
Oh, that's my drop spot. Okay. Beautiful.
Well, it's amongst a lot of other garbage.
Yeah.
So it's, hide it in plain sight.
All right. Well, Junk is going to check, make sure it's all there. He's going to pick it up and he's going to he's going to drop it off. Where did Junk sleep last night? No, it will get stolen if I do that. Look, he's going to have to take it to the only place he can trust at the moment, which is Byte Radio.
Sure. There's the warehouse as well, run by the Duchess.
Yes. You know what? Let's walk through some shady parts of town to get to the to the Duchess. Let's go there. I might actually be able to have a conversation with her as well.
Shady part of town, you say?
Yes. Fancy that.
Things might happen to you.
Look, I'm pretty confident they won't.
Nothing has ever happened to any of us.
You want to tempt fate like that.
Junk, it'll be like singing in the rain. He's going to be able to dance and sing and make as much noise as he wants, and he'll go unaccosted.
It'll be, be delicious if something does happen to you.
Feeling lucky.
If you pull this off, it'll be infuriating.
Yes. I mean, if my dice is anything to go by, I'm nothing if not lucky.
You should try some magic.
Oh, where can I find this magic?
You're going to make it yourself, man.
You round the corner to the site of...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Four boosters.
Shocking.
In the colors of the Metal Warriors. A particularly violent group who are known for just roughing people up for the hell of it.
What are they wearing? What do they look like?
So they have like warrior markings on their face in like black paint. And they have kind of fashioned their coats and flak jackets and things into sort of like an approximation of like a tribal warrior garb. They have like, little trophies and stuff hanging off. Teeth, like a necklace of teeth one of them's wearing.
Brilliant. And have they spotted me already?
Looks like they have, yes.
Yay! Awesome.
One of them elbows the other and nudges in, like, looks up towards you. And they start sauntering in your direction. Hey, Chumbara!
Hey, Chumbas. How's this part of town? How are you going? What's the good word?
This is our part of town.
Oh,
that's
really?
The word. That's right, buddy.
Well,
looks like you strayed into the wrong place.
My sincerest apologies. What can I do to make it up to you guys?
Roll initiative.
Are they not used to? Are they not? Roll initiative, right? We're gonna die this early into the session.
Well, I mean, another one bites the dust for us.
16.
So you see the closest one is about to punch you in the face, but you notice that before he does.
Right. I don't have an intimidate, so I was just going to say, I'm going to pull the gun at his head, but not pull the trigger. So it's going to go right up to try and basically stop him in his tracks before he punches me.
So he goes to punch you, and you put a gun to his head.
I whip out one of my guns, and it's going to be aimed straight at his forehead.
There is a tense moment of stillness.
I'm not going to say a word. He's just going to be eyeing him straight off. The tunnel vision straight on the one fucking Chumba.
One of the others extends his wolver's claws from the back of his hand. He starts laughing.
I'm going to start laughing as well.
You start laughing. Everybody starts laughing.
Well, we're all laughing.
Shink. Claws go away. You're all right, Chumba.
Gun straight back into the holster.
They start. One of them hits an inhaler and just says, "Hey, man, word of warning. Don't let us catch you on the street again."
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay.
I'm going to keep heading off in my direction towards the Duchess. Quick. Heart pumping. Feeling a little bit stressed. But he feels he kept his cool, kept his composure.
Love this city. It's such a wonderful place.
Bring your kids.
he flashes back to the time he dreamt about shooting those three women in the head at the harbour and realized it could have gone much the same way. Yes, I felt that was more of a dream sequence of what he imagined would happen.
Could I just shoot these people? It's the calculation you always make first.
Yes.
Would it be easier just to shoot everybody in this situation?
The answer is generally not.
Generally not, no. Because then you get shot yourself.
Yes.
So you make it to the warehouse without any further problems. And when you arrive and ask after the Duchess, someone says that she is walking in the market. So one of the warehouses in the complex is given over to essentially like a market with, you know, 150 different stalls of like reclaimed technology, black market programs, stolen food packs, armor, guns, you name it. It's a cornucopia of shady shit.
It's literally a black market.
It's literally a black market.
It's great.
It's a real physical black market.
I love it.
So before I head off to check in with the Duchess, I'm assuming there's a place at the compound that's kind of my area, whether it's a stall or a lock or somewhere safe.
You have access to like a lockbox that you can use there. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's where I'm going to keep the canisters for now.
Cool.
And eventually I'll obviously put everything together. But for now, that's under lock and key, safe. And then I'll head towards Junk. We'll head towards the black market to reconvene with the Duchess. Unless he runs into someone else.
The warehouse complex is a pretty safe place for you. You're known around the place as being someone who works for the Duchess, so people don't mess with you while you're there. So as reported, the Duchess is taking a stroll around the market, meeting her subjects, if you will. She's flanked by a couple of heavies, and she's chatting to an old man who's cooking noodles the old-fashioned way at his stall.
As I'm approaching her, is there a fruit stall nearby? Is there fruit in this world?
What?
What can I have that could be in my hand and eaten at the same time quite freely?
Some kind of rat jerky, for sure. You get a hold of.
Maybe like a soy bar?
Soy bar, any kind of like pre-pack you could probably get here, yeah.
I'd love a rat.
Bit of rat jerky?
A bit of rat jerky.
Fantastic.
That's
not what I would have chosen, but...
Junk's got a fine palate.
Yes. I mean, it's real meat, which you don't get very
often.
You know? So,
yeah.
That's the tagline. It's meat.
It's actually meat.
It actually was a creature.
Okay. Not sure where you're going with this, but I'll allow it. You get yourself some rat jerky.
Look, honestly, it's just to calm him down a bit. He's just been in a very tense situation.
I think a little bit of protein would help his intelligence.
Right?
I was wondering if you were like going for like, I want to, you know, what they do in movies where the baddies always eat.
Well, I did want an apple originally.
How badass they are.
No, I forgot that apples didn't exist, really.
You've literally never seen an apple.
I have seen that. Although it's not usually a baddie, it's just Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, he loves eating in every movie. Eating in scenes. Yeah. You approach the Duchess chewing on your jerky.
Chewing on my jerk. obviously, she's been coming. I kind of say, Duchess, may I have a word?
Just a moment, Junk. She finishes up her conversation and then she says, walk with me. So you begin a kind of slow kind of tour of the market. People will wave and stop with the Duchess every so often and thank her or ask her a small question. It doesn't sort of get in the way of your conversation, but it's clear that she is the sort of hub and people really want to see her and talk to her and be around her. How are preparations coming along?
Everything is almost in place. I have the blueprints. I have the layout of the area. Got my man on some IDs. Got some canisters. Bob.
Canisters?
Let's just say that once we arrive, getting two floors up and not running into anyone on the top floors shouldn't be an issue.
Very creative. I like it.
Only thing I'm running into right now is finding some genuine security outfits. That's proving tougher than I anticipated, and that's the last piece of the puzzle.
Well, you could either improvise or create your own, I guess.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
Look, Junk, I have been meaning to talk to you. I know how the game is played. I know there are offers and counter-offers. Let me just put it this way.
Junk's gonna... His blood's gonna run cold a bit this moment.
Let me put it this way. Just consider how other parties might treat you once they get what they want. You know me, Junk. To me, you're an asset. Something worth developing. To others, you may be just a disposable tool.
Duchess, is there something you know that I should know?
Not specifically. As I said, I just know how the game is played. I would be remiss of me not to cover all the bases of this situation.
I think at this point, Junk's going to continue questioning kind of where...
She's not going to give you a straight answer about what she knows about you. Just consider where your loyalties lie. I'm putting trust in you, Junk. And you know what happens to people who betray my trust.
Junk's just going to take a moment. He's not going to answer. It's just a knowing nod, appreciation of the situation, and just to let her know he doesn't have to say it, but he knows that she knows.
Okay.
And he's going to...
It's a bit of unspoken communication between the two of you.
He'll take a bite out of his jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And just before he leaves, he says, "Have you seen Bones around here yet? Has he come back to work?"
He's laying up in our medical center at the moment. What did you do to him?
He had a bit of fun.
Sure. He is a little reckless. Don't worry, I don't blame you for that. He'll be fine.
He's going to finish up his rat.
Mm-mm.
And head off away from the compound.
Sure. The Duchess has plenty to do. She barely notices you leaving. Okay, so back to Cassie.
She's a bit frazzled.
Sure.
Something in the pit of her stomach says something hasn't turned out well for Bob.
Very possibly, yeah.
We were all followed, and Bob and Junk had the incredible tactic to just fucking kill everyone who followed them. Which does not bode well.
No, not so great.
But at the same time, if he's dead, he's dead. She needs to keep working on what she needs for Emily. Otherwise,
sure.
It's going to fuck her up. So
you have a few hours left before your rendezvous with the little lady. So what do you use that time for?
Well, I want to... try and just put the last finishing touches on the actual...
writing part?
No, the writing's...
It's nearly there.
Yeah.
You need a little bit longer.
Okay.
Another success on your writing and you'll be ready to record it, I will say.
Right. And
it's going to be down to the wire.
She wants to shoot Nyx a message.
Okay. So careful with the words you use.
And roll for initiative.
When have I shot anyone as of
yet?
I
want to shoot Professor Panic.
This will turn out well for me, I reckon.
Yes.
No, so I want to shoot Nyx a message and ask them to keep going with the profile, and then when I get to Amelie, send me everything that they've got.
Sure.
That far. So then it is lyric time, baby.
All right. Let's see if we can finish the writing off for this track. You're under a bit of stress now. Some bad news earlier. So let's call it an 18.
Yep. To beat.
To beat.
Can I throw luck in?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to throw two luck in.
Luck reset.
Yay.
Fuck. That's a 16.
Uh-oh. It's nearly finished. There's something about it you're not quite happy with. Something that's like the chorus. Mm-hmm. It just isn't catchy enough.
Yeah.
You've got the kind of idea for the song down. You finish your writing in terms of melody, but there's just something about the lyrics. Just it needs to pop and be catchy. And you just can't, you try a few things, but doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
So you haven't quite got it together.
Okay.
By the end of the day.
All right, but I need to show Amelie what I've got.
Yeah.
One way or another.
And you might want to look nice for it. I don't know.
Yes.
It's up to you.
I do. So I want to. So is it possible to pass through to mine? Get a change of clothes.
Well, we'll see, shall we? All your clothes are at Bite
Radio.
All
my clothes are at Bite Radio. So fuck going home. So I want to throw together an outfit and then train it.
It's an average task, but, you know, your clothes are all still, not all of them are there and some of them are missing because mm-hmm. they got nicked. So let's call it another 18.
I'm dying here. 17.
It's a very near miss. So you put your outfit together.
Something just clashes a little bit. No shoes.
You don't have any of your shoes. Your sister didn't bring any of your shoes. So like you've just got like the shitty trainers that you wear for comfort.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go in my trainers, but before I get to Amelie's, ditch my shoes and try and make off like it's a cool thing.
It's a cool barefoot thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing that
she's
you
like
do.
A Choice. Cool, you know, heroin chic wraith, you know, showing up with
no shoes. I got robbed.
Is this working for anyone?
It's nice. Yeah. Nice way of doing it.
Thank you.
So on the way to... Amelie's. You get off the train and like a block out from her, despite the fact that it's getting into the nicer part of town, there's the aftermath of a gunfight on the scene. There's like a few crowds of like people gathered, rubbernecking, and just as you come on the scene, like an AV trauma team comes down. And starts trying to secure the scene.
Right, so no one's going nowhere.
Yeah, so this you can't get around this way.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wherever I am, can I try and catch a cab if I try and move into a different location?
You're on foot. You're kind of like a block away. You're just going to be late
right.
at this stage. Yeah.
Well,
just have to take a bit of a detour.
Yeah, I'll just message Amelie and let her know that trauma team blocked
excuses,
off an area.
Excuses, she says in a message back.
Right.
I'm not waiting all night.
Send her back a message saying some things are worth waiting for. Bold.
Bold. So you make it there without any further incident.
Okay. Ditch my shoes.
Ditch your shoes.
Try and look as heroin chic as possible.
Fae.
Yes, and pale
ethereal.
And wan.
Wan and Wang.
So, yeah, it's their ship name.
You have been listening to Going Mainstream, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk 2020 and all associated properties are trademark of R. Telsorian Games. Used with permission.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.